Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 7:37. Darren is here. Darren, are we witnessing the end of the career of one of tennis greats?
I think we certainly are. We're very emotional yesterday watching Roland Garros and Rafa Nadal beaten in the first round by Alexander Zverev, Audrey, you know, but... You know, you look at his record, almost 38 years of age, 14-time winner. He's played 116 matches at the tournament, won 112 of them. And I was really interested to hear his interview afterwards because he says he's not 100% sure if he'll be back at the French Open. I don't think he's going to be back at the French Open. But what about the Olympics? What about that for a swan song? So we'll play a little clip of what he had to say yesterday. And it's certainly on his agenda if he can stay fit.
Competitive. I had my chances, but it was not enough against a great player like Sasha. No, for me, it's difficult to say what's going on in the future. No, probably have been is a big percentage that I will not be back playing here in Roland Garros. I have some goals in front. I hope to be back on this court for the Olympics. That's motivates me. That's going to be another chance, and I really hope to be well prepared. No, I the feelings that you made me feel here are just unforgettable. No, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, and I really hope to see you again, but I don't know. Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, we will see. The rumor is he's going to compete for the Olympics for Spain if he's fit, and he's going to partner Carlos Alcaraz, who's one of the top players in the world at the moment in the men's double. So what about going out with another Olympic medal? Nathan Collins and Chidozie Ogbeni are both out of the Republic of Ireland men's friendly doubleheader against Hungary and Portugal. The interim head coach John O'Shea will name his squad for the matches later today. Aston Villa manager Unai Emery has signed a new 5-year contract with the club. He guided Villa to fourth place in the Premier League this season. They've qualified for the Champions League, and I have to say, a remarkable job, because when he came in October 2022, Villa were hovering above the relegation zone. They've come on some journey since. Mack Hansen won't make his return to action in time for Connacht's game away to Leinster in the URC this weekend. The Irish international has been sidelined with a shoulder problem since New Year's Day. Michael Glennon got an update on his fitness with his coach, Pete Wilkins.
Yeah, still no Mac. It is a week-to-week prospect. He's not back to the stage where he can be doing his full return to contact work again yet to test out the shoulder. So, look, there's no panic, but it's frustrating for him and it's frustrating for us. It would have been great to have him available.
If he's not back for regular season, he'll hope playoff games, I guess. And then for the Ireland tests in June, is he on course from what you can tell for those?
Look, the honest answer is I don't really have a hard timeline for him, and it's been very much open-ended for the last 4 to 6 weeks, which has, you know, obviously been frustrating, but it's just where he finds himself at with the injury. So there's nothing to suggest that he wouldn't make it back either for playoffs or the summer tour, but you know, the experience of this last month or so says that we won't take anything for granted, so we'll just wait and see.
Hugo Keenan's been included in the Irish 7 squad for this weekend's season-ending tournament in Madrid. This is the final competition before the 7 squad for the Olympics is confirmed. Bavian Parsons and Avian Riley return to the women's 7s panel. Katie Corrigan's called up there, and there's no place for Meath footballer Vicky Wall in the squad this time around. Two Irish in action at the final Olympic boxing qualifier in Thailand this morning. So Aidan Walsh is in the ring at 9:30 Irish time, and then Jennifer Lehan fights at 1:30, both hoping to make it to the last 16 there. And finally, Stephanie Meadow has been added to the field for this week's US Open, Women's Open. She was an alternative from the qualifying event in Scottsdale a couple of weeks ago. Another player's withdrawn, so that means she gets the nod.